We are in the beginning of another Bitcoin cycle. Many listeners and viewers have reached out to me asking me how they can safely buy, secure, and store Bitcoin and how they can set up an automated Bitcoin savings account. I've used Swan Bitcoin to dollar cost average throughout the entire Bitcoin cycle with an automated Bitcoin savings account. You can start your Bitcoin savings account at www.swanbitcoin.com/cashflowninja and get $10 free in Bitcoin. That's www.swanbitcoin.com/cashflowninja. The world is going through changes. Changes happening at a speed that we have never seen before. This is leading to disruption, chaos, panic, fear, hysteria, and a turbulent economy and marketplace. How do you protect your wealth in a turbulent world? How do you invest for cash flow and alternative assets to escape the rat race in times of uncertainty? How do you decentralize yourself, your family, your community, your business, and your investments to become sovereign and escape the matrix? If you are looking for strategies, tactics, and techniques to escape the rat race and matrix, you are in the right place. My name is MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Ninja. This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode and spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. CashflowNinja.com. I've got a fantastic show for you today. I'm joined by my friend Dave Zook. We're going to talk about oil and gas. Dave, great to see you.
Great to see you, MC. Looking forward to chatting this morning. It's been a little while.
Yeah, I always enjoy our conversations. I've been looking forward to this one. So you're involved with a ton of different things for our listeners, old and new. If you haven't listened to Dave Zook before, we've done interviews now. I don't know, what is it, like 7-8 years? It's been a while. They're all at cashflowninja.com. Dave's talked about many different things. He is a wealth of knowledge. And as far as when it comes to strategy, if you're looking to create and map out a strategy for yourself and your family, he's one of the go-to people that you can listen to. I always learn something from Dave. So especially when it comes to wealth and tax planning. Dave, in this discussion, you and I wanted to touch base a little bit on oil and gas. And so let's start there. The oil and the gas business, very, very interesting space. Unique characters. It's like a movie when you meet a lot of people in that space. Very, very entertaining. But what is going on in oil and gas? And why is, you know, you've been invested now for a while, right? Why is it something that you've invested in too?
So there's a couple of things, and you're right. I have been investing in primarily natural gas now for the last 5 years with one specific family. And their family has been in the space for the last 50 to 60 years. They own most of the real estate that they're drilling on. They own about 130,000 acres. They lease another 40,000 to their control. They control about 170,000 acres. And so I've been investing, you know, I've actually invested with a number of different oil and gas companies since 2011. Today is one. And you're right. You talked about interesting business. I would call it a very slippery business. There's a lot of snakes in this. You know, when they say snake oil business, they're not kidding. You know, very few companies that, or very few people, very few investors who I've talked to who've consistently made good money in the oil and gas space. So I've run into this family about 5 years ago, started investing with them in my own money first for a year or two, and then really liked their business model. I've been out to their place. We did the due diligence. Their company is fully audited, which is kind of a big deal in the space. And just really liked their family, their team. We actually had a, you know, one of our field trips, we actually took a third party oil and gas guy with us to kind of, you know, look under the hood and kind of see things that we wouldn't look to, you know, we wouldn't think to look for. And it was kind of interesting because he actually ended up investing in our deal then, which was kind of cool. But no, just really like this family, like the space for a number of reasons, which we'll get into. But I'm excited.
What big picture in the space, oil and gas, what are some of the what are some of the reasons that people invest in this and like investing in natural gas?
So natural gas specifically has a much lower decline curve. So when you frack for oil, your decline curve is pretty steep. You know, you start pumping oil in the first, you know, couple of years, first 3 years, and then, you know, your production drops off pretty drastically. And so when that happens, that makes it very important that you get your timing right, right? So, you know, if you miss that window of time, and let's say you go into a, you know, bear market slump or something where, you know, the price moves against you, you don't have much time to recover. It's much less violent in the natural gas space. We are drilling for natural gas. We're also drilling for some oil. But, you know, the fundamentals in both, I believe, are in our favor. Oil, you know, it's an underinvested in asset class and has been. In fact, when you look at all, you know, where the money is flowing, where the government money is flowing, it's not flowing into, you know, primarily oil and gas. It's flowing into renewables. You know, just take a look at the Inflation Reduction Act and the couple $100 billion that's, you know, flowing into the energy space. It's not flowing into your conventional oil and gas production and, you know, helping subsidize or helping that space. It's going into solar and nuclear and, you know, your renewable energies. So when an asset class is underinvested in for a decade, eventually it's going to catch up to us. You know, I have a Ford Lightning. I haven't been to the gas pump for a while. My wife drives a Mach-E, a Ford Mustang, also doesn't go to the gas pump. So I drive electric vehicles, but you know, we are dependent on fossil fuels, and we will be for a long time. And it didn't, you know, we see this transition going from fossil fuel driven cars to, you know, electric vehicles, which, by the way, is very good for natural gas, because when you look at where electricity comes from, the baseload power, it's coming from coal and natural gas. Yep. And so, you know, whether we like it or not, and we can sit here and say, well, you know, windmills are good or solar panels are good or, you know, all of that stuff. At the end of the day, we're still very dependent on fossil fuels, natural gas and oil and coal, and whether we like it or not. And that's not going away anytime soon, certainly not, you know, in the next decade. So I'm excited for a lot of reasons. One of the things that's got me most excited, and you know, I look at the fundamentals for this kind of asset class, and I look for reasons why this could work out really well for us in the next decade or two. One of the things that's going on right now that most people don't even know about is we will more than double our international shipping capacity in the next 3 to 4 years. So when you look at just that, you know, the spot price in Asia and Europe and China is normally five to 10 times higher than our spot price is here in the US. And so to get that gas off our shores and go international with it, there's some real margin in there. And I don't think it's priced in yet. A lot of people don't realize that.
The banking system is in the process of collapsing. 7 banks have already gone under, and 10 banks have been downgraded by rating agencies, and 11 have been placed on a watch list by the same rating agencies. This is the beginning. There are bail-in provisions in place for banks, and there are similar bail-in provisions in place for brokerage accounts, qualified plans, and retirement accounts. If you're looking to protect your capital and have guaranteed access to your capital to buy assets at a significant discount in the coming years, you have options. If you're looking to protect your retirement and retire tax-free, you have options. If you're looking for certainty in a world full of uncertainty, and if you're looking for guarantees in a world with zero guarantees, you have options. You still have time to reposition capital into your own bank and your own banking system. You can learn how the ultra wealthy and ultra high net worth are positioning their capital to protect it from the coming chaos in 2024 and be able to access it to capitalize on opportunities during and after the chaos by watching a 30-minute webinar at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com. Yeah. A great point on the industry. The term asymmetry comes to mind, the concept of asymmetry. And one of the things that you're mentioning is, yes, there's all these incentives and all of the focus of governments globally are all going into renewables. But, you know, as I said, what provides the asymmetry, the unlevel playing field, is that there is no system built out for renewables yet. And as you mentioned, I mean, this could take 2 decades, according to some of the people that are very knowledgeable and involved in the industry. I don't want to hear the term use the term experts anymore. So I say the people that are in the trenches that know what's going on. This provides great asymmetry. Why? While there's no system built out for renewables yet, you need fossil, you need oil and gas, coal, you need nuclear. You can't just switch off one system and move over to another system. And I mean, believe it or not, that's what they were trying. That's what they're trying to do. So what will that, what will happen? It'll create a ton of bottlenecks and it'll create a ton of demand for fossil fuels yet, which is very, very bullish how this plays out, because you just don't have a system to switch over right away. It could take 2 decades to build this out before renewables is the name of the game. And to your point, even if that happens, hypothetically, even if you build out a renewable system, you're still going to need, especially some of these other forms of energy in that system. It just, you know, the joke about the little windmills that you see and all that. I mean, it uses coal. It uses all these fossil fuels to just capture the energy that it's creating, right? So, is it going to be 100% completely renewable? No. We're decades away from it. So this creates a massive opportunity for investors as I see it. I just wanted to share that too. Great asymmetric play. And then what are some of the other reasons that investors have traditionally looked for for oil and gas for as part of their overall strategy? What does that do for them?
Well, primarily, it's all about a long-term income stream first, but then you also get an aggressive tax play. So you know my story, and you know I'm passionate about tax and living the tax-efficient life and have for, you know, more than a decade now. And so, you know, this is really a long-term income stream, and it's a tax play. One of the things that makes this investment, a couple things, but one of the things that makes this investment appealing is its long-term lifespan. We talked about the dramatic decline in production in a regular oil play, whereas in natural gas, you get more of a a longer life. Like these wells are productive for 30 to 50 years. And, you know, there's a little bit of a trade-off there. You get the longer life cycle, the production from your well. You also get, you know, it's a little more volatility involved when you're talking natural gas than oil. So we'll have both in the fund. We're putting a fund together. We'll have natural gas and oil in the fund, give you a little diversification in the fund. I'll give you a little example. You talk about violent. I'll give you a little example. Last summer in August, like June, July, August, we're selling $9 plus gas, spot price, $9 plus. I think it was like $9.20 or something like that. This spring and early summer, it's hovering around a dollar. And so, you know, you go from making 10 to 12% return on your cash per month, you know, in months like July, August of last year, to like break even in June, to the point where we're capping, you know, we capped most of our wells for a couple months, which sounds bad and it feels bad because you're not getting that monthly distribution, but it's actually really good. It's good in two forms. One is it's actually healthy for the long-term life of that gas well. And number two, many companies don't have that option. They don't have the option to cap their wells. They got to support their debt service. They got to support overhead and, you know, salaries, wages, whatever, for their teams. We have the flexibility. We can do it because there's no debt. It's all cash. There's no debt service. There's no debt overhang or anything. So if the gas prices fall below the cost to produce, we know our cost to produce is less than $1.50. Probably somewhere between $1.30 and $1.50. If gas starts selling for $1.20, we'll cap our wells and we'll save our production that we can sell it into a much better market. That's a really good thing because, and the only way we can do it is because we don't have debt service that we got to cover.
Gotcha. So it's a little bit of a volatility buffer kind of strategy, which eliminates that because it's, You use the term violent as far as swings. That's pretty violent. That's a violent price swing. And that leads me to one of my other questions. What should people be thinking about? Because, you know, we share the good, the bad, and the ugly just to educate our audience on this. You mentioned that price volatility, the violent price volatility. What are some of the other things that if you have to look at it and say, these could be some of the risks that people should be aware of?
So first and foremost, in my mind, I'm looking for a great operator. I'm looking for a great operator with a good long track record. I'm looking for a low cost producer. Audited financials, great. You got that. Once you have all of that nailed down, now it becomes a thing where it has everything to do with the spot price. You know, just to understand that, look, you know, over the last 25 years, we've averaged somewhere around $4 gas on average. Well, okay. But when you look at $4, I mean, I just told you a scenario where we're going from $9 gas to $1 gas, you know, so it can vary a lot. I just feel like based on everything we got going for us, based on the fundamentals of the natural gas space, based on the international shipping capacity and how that's ramping up and getting fast tracked, by the way, by the Biden administration. I mean, you're talking about like permitting ports and terminals and being able to fast track and get those deals permitted and getting them online and being able to double the shipping capacity in the next 3 years. That's kind of a big deal. So we're looking at all those things and we're just saying, look, it doesn't matter if it's $9. It doesn't matter if it's $1. We believe that there's a nice setup here. We believe that we're going higher. Does that mean we're going higher in 6 months or 8 months or 12 months? I don't know, but we got a 30 to 50 year window with half of that production coming in the first 10 years, the other half coming, you know, in the next 20 to 40. So we got you know, we don't have to be right in 12 months or 24 months, just as long as we're right long term. And so that's what's got me excited about the space.
I want to acknowledge one of our sponsors. Are you ready to ride the wave of success in the booming car wash industry? Tommy's Express Car Wash is the cutting-edge brand that is revolutionizing the way we clean vehicles. Demand for top-notch, state-of-the-art tunnel car wash is skyrocketing. Institutions are diving in headfirst, and the real asset investor is already a step ahead. They have a world-class operations team, and they're building a portfolio of Tommy's Express car washes that's on track to become one of the largest privately owned car wash portfolios in the United States. The margins on a stabilized Tommy's Express car wash are incredible, and accredited investors have the chance to join them on their adventure. Dave Zook, the founder and CEO of The Real Asset Investor, and his team are thrilled to share opportunities like Tommy's Car Wash with accredited investors that boost your cash flow, unlocks massive tax benefits, and get you set up for a lucrative exit just a few years from now. To learn more about the opportunities offered by The Real Asset Investor, you can reach out to them at info@therealassetinvestor.com. That's info@therealassetinvestor.com.
Where geographically are some of the wells located, and what can you tell about the state and the area that it's in, and kind of like their approach or their attitude, I guess, towards the industry?
So the gas is produced primarily in Pittsburgh, and I mentioned briefly, and this family's been in Pittsburgh for the last, you know, bunch of decades, 50, 60 years, drilling gas. That brings up a good point. I talked to you about a low-cost gas producer. One of the reasons for that is there's hundreds, even thousands of trucks of water get shipped to these wells for each well. Typically, when you're drilling these wells, one of the ways they've been able to cut a lot of their costs is they own not only their own gas pipeline, but they've got permitted to pull water out of the Allegheny River. They get to pull about 6 million. They're permitted to pull 6 million gallons of water per day out of the Allegheny River. So when they run pipelines, they're also running water lines to the well site, saving them around $1 million per well. So now when you reduce the cost to drill that well, you're up return for all of your investors. But that's one of the ways, that they've learned to really become, to leverage that and become one of the lowest cost gas producers in the country.
And some of the other risks, I'm thinking like permits. Is that, and I mean, like, it obviously looks that the attitude is favorable, but what, just in general, what are, if you look big picture too in oil and gas, is that a risk that people also should be thinking about, of permits getting pulled or something like that?
Yeah. So, you know, the bigger risk would be, and you're right, I mean, regulatory, pulling permits, you know, all that stuff. I mean, it's, you know, nothing's easy. The good thing is they've been doing a long time in this area. They know what they're doing. They know this area very well. They control the land, own the land, most often own the land. But most of the time when there's regulatory pressure comes from an administration, they're going to go to federal lands. They're going to shut that down. They're going to go to state lands next. They're going to shut that down or restrict it. They haven't done that I know of on privately owned lands. So if you're drilling on federal land and the government, you know, the administration turns against you, the regulatory body turns to you, you're kind of hung out to dry. When you're doing it on your own private land, I don't know of a scenario where they came down and, you know, where they came and shut that down. Could they? Maybe, probably. we'd have bigger problems if they would shut down those kind of rights on personal property, private yep. property. But, you know, is there risk? Of course. You know, you got regulatory risk, you got spot price risk, you got, you know, operator risk, you got liability risk, you know, all of that stuff. And at the end of the day, you can put things in place to address each one of those risks. But it, still, you got risk. I mean, there, you know, I just listed a half a dozen things that are real risks.
Yep.
You know, liability risk. You know, we oftentimes investors are coming into a deal like this as a GP, so that they can take the tax liability and use it to offset the tax, or so they can take the depreciation and use it to offset the tax liability on their ordinary income. So one of the ways you can do that is you can come in personally and you can assume the risk. You can't limit the liability through an LLC. However, on our side, on the team side, we're covering those investors with more insurance than has ever been claimed. Any claim has ever been filed. Our insurance coverage is greater than that. You know, the biggest claim that's been filed in that region in the gas space was like $6 million or something like that. Our insurance probably covers us up to like $35 million. So, yep. You know, there's things that while there are risk and lots of them, there's things that we can do on our side and do on our side to protect our investors.
No, I appreciate that and appreciate the clarity also on the permits, because I know that people are probably thinking, well, I've, you know, you get such half truths in news these days. Nobody reports anything accurately. So somebody might have seen a headline, oh, the federal government has pulled permits or limited permits or this, but it's all on federal lands, right? And there's also been some state, but it's not been on private property where people actually own the land and it's their own. So as you mentioned, we'll all collectively have much bigger issues. And once they start limiting what you can and cannot do and start pulling permits on your own land, right? So that's great. I appreciate that. We've talked about the big picture. We've talked about why investors invest in it. We talked about the opportunity of the positioning yourself on this asymmetric play. And then also we looked at some of the risks that investors should know about. Also, you know, just a comment from me is, if you think even more big picture than just the oil and gas space, physical stuff too is becoming more and more important. If I look at what the really great investors are doing, besides that they've got a very large cash position, the plays that they are making, it's all physical stuff. It's things that they can touch and feel and that are used in economies and to power economies, right? Moving away from just paper and just purely paper and kind of like derivative kind of assets. Any additional comments on oil and gas and maybe something else that you want to share? And maybe if you want to just respond to what I just shared too, from a lot of the very like the great investors, they're moving towards physical as opposed to away from just derivative and paper.
Yeah, and I will say to that point, I will say this family and this business does draw a lot of family offices, institutional money. The fact that they're fully audited is kind of a big deal when you talk to institutional investors and family offices. So, you know, I think in my own experience and from what I hear from lots of others is, you know, when you lose money in the oil and gas space, yes, it can be about timing. It can be, you know, price just moved against you and it just didn't work out. But more often than not, I think it's operator. I think it's the wrong operator. And when you can get with a good operator that has a good long track record of success, has been drilling in that specific area for 50 years, it's fully audited, you know, there's not shady stuff going on. It's kind of a big deal in this space. And I would just say, whether you invest In any oil and gas fund, just make sure you understand the risk, then make sure you find the best operator you can, make sure that their books are either, you know, fully audited or at the very minimum third-party reviewed, and you'll keep yourself out of a world of trouble, because this space is sort of known to kind of lose people's money.
Yeah.
You know, too often people invest in it, they get the, you know, being able to save, you know, say take a 40% clip or 30% clip, whatever it is, off your tax bill right off the bottom line is kind of a big deal. And so it's very attractive when you're doing your tax planning, all that. But I would venture to say, if you're doing it with the wrong company, you'd be better off paying the tax. Just pay the tax.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to play in this space, just make sure you're doing it with the right operator.
I want to take a moment to recognize one of our sponsors, Penumbra Solutions. Life Settlements Investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the billion-dollar blueprint followed by institutional investors. If you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements. That's cashflowninja.com/life settlements. The password to access that webinar is Penumbra, all lowercase. You make another great point, Dave. And we've heard the term, don't let the tax tail wag the dog. And I've had a lot of conversations with investors over the years. And when you hear people, oh, oil and gas, I've lost money in that space, they were just driven by the tax, like you were saying. And also they didn't quite understand what they invested in. Because there's a lot of different stages in the oil and gas industry. And I just want to bring that up too, because I just thought of this one conversation I had years ago with someone. They were investing in their like exploratory drilling stuff. Like, what do they call it? Like wildcatting or something. And I'm like, that's like when they're looking for oil or gas. There's not even a well. They're just, that's pure. I mean, that is from my risk perspective. I mean, that's basically, you could go to the casino too and have the exact same outcome, right? That you're investing in something that they haven't even found something. So that's something to be aware of too. And then when they found something, then they determine the size of it, the years, how much is in there, da, 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 da. And then another company could take it over and another company could take that over. You know, so it's important to understand like all sides of this, where, you know, you have to understand how this could go south. And I just wanted to share that because the people that I've spoken to, I don't think they quite understood. They just knew, oh, I got to do this for taxes, right? And I got to invest in this for taxes, but they didn't understand the investment. And to your point, they probably would have been better off just paying the taxes.
Investing in a deal like that is probably worse than investing in a penny stock. You know, out there could be explosive upside potential. I would venture to say there's much more downside risk.
Yeah. Yep. Investing in a penny stock sold to you by Jordan Belfort, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Wolf of Wall Street. Anyway, so Dave, any final comments, any other pieces that we didn't cover that you feel that my listeners and viewers should think about and should be aware of?
No, I would say, even if you decide, well, look, I you know, we only got what, 3 weeks to the end of the year. Even if you decide that, you know, I've made my decision already, I've done my planning for the year, or it's too soon, I don't have time to do the due diligence that I need, whatever. Sign up for our newsletter. Keep an eye on us. We'll be doing investor field trips out there. I'd love to get you and your listeners out there to Pittsburgh and do a field trip and meet up with a bunch of folks. We believe an educated investor is good for everybody. And your chances of success are going to go up drastically if you're willing to put in the work and visit the sites and meet the team and make sure that it feels right and smells right and is a good fit for you. So keep an eye on us. We'll be sending out, you know, information, updates, investor field trip information. Love to go out there and show you around. So keep an eye on us.
Where can listeners and viewers sign up for a newsletter? And by the way, this is like what I did when I started to. And when I find new investment opportunities and niches or different industries, I sign up for newsletters and I learn as much as I can about that. Great place to start. Where can they sign up for that?
Yeah, well, many of your folks know me as the Real Asset Investor.
Yep.
Because of the broker dealer regulatory, all the stuff that goes on around that space, we're not doing this through the Real Asset Investor. This is a totally separate company. This is a company that I started along with Mike Snyder, who runs a very successful current oil and gas program and one that I've invested in for the last number of years. And he's part of the family that I was talking about, the Snyder family. So we started a company called Keystone Drillers. So you can reach us at marketing@keystonedrillers.com.
Marketing@keystonedrillers.com.
Marketing@keystonedrillers.com. And my team will reach out to you. Just know that there is a line that, you know, this is a total separate, total different company than the Real Asset Investor. This is Keystone Drillers and, you know, different, same lead. I'm taking the lead on it, but, got a different team running the, gas business. And so Keystone Drillers is the name of the company.
Awesome. Dave, appreciate your insights and always appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your knowledge and providing so much value for my listeners and my viewers. Appreciate you coming back on and just sharing more about what's going on in the oil and the gas world.
All right. Well, thanks for having me back, MC. Love it.
Thank you to all of our listeners and viewers for spending your most valuable resource, your time once again with me on the show. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. Until next time, live infinitely. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.